When I began my licensed therapy practice back in 1991, I never imagined that I would someday live in a world where mass shootings occur dozens of times each year. In 2015, The Washington Post reported that during President Obama's second term, no single Sunday to Saturday calendar week passed without a mass shooting incident. And since then, the violence has proliferated at airports, schools, and malls, not only in the U.S., but around the world. What's more, natural disasters such as hurricanes, mudslides, and wildfires significantly affect communities well after the initial incident, causing mental health problems for large portions of the impacted populations. Despite their best intentions, most clinicians are not adequately trained to work with people suffering from complicated grief and complex trauma, the psychological phenomena that often result from these tragedies. Most therapists have not practiced in situations in which hundreds of people are affected at the same time, so why would they have sought such knowledge? Yet, in the world we now inhabit, the need to prepare for those circumstances is great. The unfortunate lesson I learned in Newtown, Connecticut, following the Sandy Hook School, SHS, shooting, is that every community needs to create a mental health recovery plan so that its leaders, therapists, and families know what to do if a large-scale tragedy occurs. Newtown's story. Newtown was and is quintessential New England. It's lined with residential neighborhoods, multiple churches and other houses of worship, boutique shops, restaurants, and picturesque colonial houses and buildings. There is a huge flagpole in the middle of a roundabout on Main Street. Located in Fairfield County, Connecticut, Newtown stands apart in its quiet charm from what is otherwise known as the Gold Coast of Connecticut. Surrounded by farms and rolling hills, Newtown was founded in 1705 and incorporated in 1711. Today, it's the fifth largest town in Connecticut, covering 60 square miles. For its 28,000 residents, Newtown provides a safe haven to raise a family away from the hustle of New York City, Hartford, and Boston. Violent crime was virtually unheard of in its quaint environs until December 14, 2012, when Newtown changed forever. That morning, at approximately 9:35 a.m., 20-year-old resident Adam Lanza entered his neighborhood Sandy Hook Elementary School after shooting and killing his mother in their home. Armed with a high-caliber rifle, he shot his way through the locked glass front doors of what was his former grade school. The principal raced into the hallway, the public address system in the front office still turned on for the morning announcements. Lanza immediately shot and killed the principal and a school psychologist and injured another educational professional, all of whom had run to the school entryway upon hearing the initial gunfire. Heroically, they had tried to stop the shooter before he could harm others. But in less than 5 minutes, Lanza gained access to two first-grade classrooms off the school's main corridor, where he killed 20 students, two teachers, and two teachers' aides in quick succession, firing 156 shots from one rifle and two more from a pistol. Lanza killed himself then, just as emergency responders were arriving to the scene. The school was evacuated immediately after the shooting. Teachers and staff raced surviving children to a nearby firehouse. As reports of the shooting spread through town, frantic parents descended on the site. By nightfall, the firehouse had become a gathering place for the entire community, including parents and family members who had lost loved ones. This heartbreaking tragedy remains one of the country's most devastating massacres. At the time it occurred, it was the second deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, a statistic that has since been surpassed.